Awesome. Well, I'm Michael Lambert, and I serve as your city librarian, but you can call me Mr. Books. How about that? Well, I want to begin by expressing appreciation to all of you, Rooftop Elementary School and Children's After School Arts CASA, for hosting us here in this beautiful venue for this momentous occasion. Give yourselves a hand. All right. So as department head for the San Francisco Public Library, I am so excited to be here today for the mayor's announcement of San Francisco's next drag laureate. Yes. Woohoo! I am joined by the president of the San Francisco Public Library Commission today, Connie Wolf. Thank you for being here. I also want to acknowledge the library's partnership with the Human Rights Commission and the mayor's office. I saw Honey Mahogany, the department head for the Mayor's Office of Transgender Initiatives here. Thank you for being here. You know, San Francisco was the first municipality in the country to create a drag laureate role to serve as a cultural ambassador and spokesperson for the LGBTQIA+ community in our city. In our community, we recognize that diversity is our strength, and we celebrate that strength every chance we get. At a time when books are being banned across the country, it's worth noting that the majority of these titles are by or about LGBT authors or themes. As the first Asian American to serve as your city librarian, I know firsthand that representation matters. And I want to express sincere appreciation to the Drag Laureate Selection Committee that made today's announcement possible. Sister Shalita Corndog of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Yes. Sister Roma, also of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Alexander Fellis, board member of the Castro LGBTQ Cultural District. Brianna McCree, co-executive director of the Transgender District. Carolina Asoria, program associate, also of the Transgender District. Koma Tay, Communications Director of the San Francisco Arts Commission. Christina Mitra, the Hormel Center of the San Francisco Public Library, our manager. Grace Towers, drag queen. Darcy Drollinger, current San Francisco drag laureate and the owner of the Oasis Nightclub. Darcy couldn't make it today. Shane Zaldivar, Manager of Training and Education for the Human Rights Commission. And now it is my honor to introduce our mayor, Daniel Lurie. Thank you.
Good afternoon. It's good to see the young ones. I am incredibly proud to be here today to acknowledge the long-standing contributions of drag artists to the city and culture of San Francisco and to announce our new Drag Laureate Persia. Congratulations. It has been said, and this is true, that if Persia's laughter could be bottled and prescribed to help raise your spirits, it would fly off the shelves. She teaches art at the after-school program here at Rooftop and continues to perform and advocate for the community. She has helped change the conversation about the power of drag performance throughout the country. Now, the drag laureate position grew out of our LGBTQ+ cultural heritage strategy, a community-driven effort to honor legacy, nurture well-being, promote economic opportunity, and ensure the longevity of San Francisco's LGBTQ+ community. Persia understands that in a world where too many young people are suffering from neglect, educational disparities, violence, and an increasing anxiety over what the future may bring, drag inspires acceptance, sparks imagination, and fosters meaningful dialogue across generations, and also brings so much joy. Persia, I share your belief that real progress happens when we create space for open, respectful exchange, even when our perspectives differ. And that now more than ever, we must center love, creativity, and community. San Francisco is known all over the world as a place where people are allowed to be who they want to be, love who they want to love, and live the lives they choose without fear of persecution. Persia, as San Francisco's drag laureate, you will lead the way for representation that uplifts and highlights the storied drag history of our city and the significant contributions of the LGBTQ+ community to San Francisco. Congratulations, and thank you for showing us all that embracing the freedom to be yourself is a powerful, profound act. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Oh my goodness. How are we doing? I've heard you be louder. Come on. How we doing? That's what I'm talking about. Hello, San Francisco! Thank you, everyone who is here today. I spend many of my days reading stories, performing, and teaching, but really, you are the ones who teach me. I am beyond grateful for all of you. I'm serious, and I'm not going to cry. I told my sister to come and pinch me if I start. All emotions are valid, but I don't want to cry right now. Disclaimer. To my first graders, my first grade team, and my former students, thank you so much. This is really long for y'all. I know. Thank you for being so mindful. Thank you. Round of applause to you. Thank you to the panel of my peers who have recommended me for this honor. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, your staff, for approving this recommendation and selecting me for this incredible recognition. To my sister, Tere, over there under the red glasses, who is here representing, yes, she came all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here representing my family that could not be here. Thank you to my queer family. I see you. I wouldn't be anything without you. To Steven Torres, my way, way older brother, / roommate, my brother from another mother. Thank you for putting up with all my shenanigans. Loves you, girl. To the San Francisco drag community, in which I have grown and learned from elders and in turn passed our collective legacy to our new generations. To my drag home, El Rio. Thank you for adopting me and spoiling me rotten. And you can see my picture there too. Thank you to Casa Rooftop and my coworkers. Thank you for giving me the space to be me. And I'm so grateful and so proud to work alongside in this very critical work. And to Darcy Drollinger, our first drag laureate, thank you for your kindness, your leadership, and long friendship. You will always be the first and a model for us all. Love you, girl. Yes, give it up! Standing here today as your new drag laureate brings me so much joy. It really does. And I'm not looking up because then I'm going to start crying. So, but it does. It brings me so much joy. I always say I'm the luckiest drag queen in the world because I get to do everything I love. During the day, I work here. Yeah, I do. I work here. And at night, I work with the big kids, you know, the adults. I host and perform all over the Bay Area. Drag has taken me places I've never imagined. Here, too. Look. But let me ask you this. Thank you. Let me ask you this. What is drag? Thank you for raising your hand. You're so mindful. What is drag? Yes. Anyone else? What is drag?
Reading and something that you have a talent.
You're right. What is drag?
I think Yeah, all bodies are cool, right? Yes. Yes. Louder, louder. What did you say?
Tell people to be themselves.
Yes. Big kids, what's your definition? Up there. Don't be shy. They were not shy. So why are you being shy? Shane. Can you say a little louder?
Yes. Drag is the ability to be yourself and using that platform to do good for community.
That's right. Anyone else? Yes.
It's to open out your alter ego that really is a part of you and present that out into the world and be proud of yourself and who you are in the whole spectrum.
That's right. You are all correct. But according to Webster Dictionary, drag is entertainment that challenges gender stereotypes, often through exaggerated performance and exaggerated costumes. But as I tell my students, and anyone that will listen, drag is everything. That's right. Yes. Drag has helped me explore the world without boundaries. And in turn, it's helped me discover who I truly am. Who I am? A first generation Chicana and a very visibly trans person. What I do is a lot, actually. I'm an educator. Sometimes I like to pretend I'm a DJ. I'm a drag artist. And most of all, I'm a storyteller. All of these identities are part of me, but they're also under attack. That means that our existence is being debated and targeted by people who don't know who we are, don't know our community, don't know our realities, our work, and simply us. They don't know us. But guess what? Everyone here, you do. We know each other. Yes, we know each other. Yes, we do. Yes. This recognition means so much because it celebrates all the things that make me, me. It reminds my students, my community, my queer self, my family, that there's no way to live, no one way to be, and definitely no one way to exist and resist. I'm originally from South Central LA, where amazing teachers like Mr. Goodwin, rest in peace, at Thomas Jefferson High School taught me the power of community. It is he who inspired me to do this work. But it was in San Francisco where I learned to bring those lessons to life through drag. San Francisco has been my home for over 20 years. Yes, that's a long time, I know, girl. It's a lot.
Very, very long.
I know. I'm very old. San Francisco is magic, a place where many in my queer family came to become themselves, a city built by immigrants, communities of color, workers who find it harder and harder to live here. I hope this role will help give face and voice to these communities I come from, the communities that make our city magic. There is no city like San Francisco. And despite the current chaos of the world, I promise you this. I will keep bringing my joy, my brown joy, my queer joy, all the joy. So I invite all of you to find your joy. Share your stories. Because when we share those stories and that joy, we heal, we connect, and we remind the world that we are just simply human. Humans that want to be heard, humans that want to be understood, humans that want to be respected, and ultimately humans that want to be and feel loved. I'm going to close this long speech with my favorite book. I always read this book at Drag Story Hour. I'm not going to read the whole book because I know that's long. But I will read the last page. And I know a lot of you know this book. I know someone who loves this book. I see you. So I'm going to need help. The kiddos already know, but maybe the adults don't. I'm going to need some help. When I say bodies are what, you're going to say cool. So let's practice. I know, that's why I said you already know, but they don't know. Okay, bodies are what? Beautiful. So when I get to the last page, I always say, and now is our last page. Oh, this is when I say, when I'm in the East Bay, I say, I want you to say cool so loud, they hear you in San Francisco. And when I'm in San Francisco, I want you to say cool so loud, they hear you all the way in the East Bay. When I'm in LA, I say, I want you to say cool so loud, they hear you all the way in the Bay. When I'm elsewhere, I say, I want you to say cool so loud that those people that don't think that all bodies are cool hear us because they're wrong. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, and this is called Bodies Are Cool by Tyler Fetter. My body, your body, every different kind of body, all of them are good bodies because bodies are what? I almost had it all! Thank you! Thank you so much! Thank you, San Francisco! Thank you so much. I appreciate every one of you. And if you want to take pictures, let me wipe my tears and we can take pictures. If you have any questions, let me know. You what? Oh, there's cupcakes. Where? And for those who are your first time being here at Rooftop, thank you so much. Welcome to our beautiful garden. Thank you.